comme tous les lundis, du velours dans les oreilles et le rendez-vous de tous ceux qui en ont assez de cette musique bon marché. Alors, si tu préfères t'interroger plutôt que le consommer, je sélectionne pour toi lors de chaque émission un disque vinyle original et crépitant. Reste confortablement installé, ça va démarrer. Mercredi 11 août 1965, le quartier de Watts au centre-sud de Los Angeles s'embrase après le contrôle policier abusif d'une mère et de son fils. La protestation a viré à l'émeute, elle durera une semaine. La plupart des résidents de Watts sont afro-américains. Près de 40 000 habitants du quartier seraient descendus dans la rue. La garde nationale envoie plus de 15 000 hommes. Il y aura 34 morts, plus de 1 000 blessés et 4 000 arrestations. L'Amérique et le monde entier prennent de pleine figure la colère d'un ghetto. Le Watts Summer Festival, kermesse avec débats, expositions, défilés de mode, concerts, s'en souviendra annuellement à partir de 1966. Dimanche 20 août 1972, la 7e édition du Watts Summer Festival se conclut par un concert à Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Les artistes programmés sont ceux de la maison de disques Stax, spécialisée dans la soul music et la funk. Coupe afro, veste de cuir, chapeau du dimanche, vêtements multicolores, pantalons, pattes def, ils seront plus de 100 000 à assister au concert. Prix de l'entrée, 1 dollar. Découvrons donc ce festival communément appelé le Woodstock Black.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to, the soul children! Ladies and gentlemen, we are the soul children.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And we came all the way from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. And we want you to move with the spirit.
And another thing we want you to do.
Oh, yeah.
Clap your hands with the spirit.
Look. Come on. Come on. Y'all, let's get together now. Demonstration and protest. It's putting brother against brother.
Oh, yeah.
Juvenile delinquency. It's putting child against mother.
Man is in an awful hurry.
Oh,
to go into space. He's building body weapons to kill off the human race. But I don't know.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
I don't know.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Oh, Lord God.
Oh, call it over here. Oh, oh, dear. Call it over, Jesus. Oh, I have this evening.
Racial discrimination. Talking about brother love. We got a lot of changes to make in the kingdom above. I don't know.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
You need Jesus. You better get together. You got to get together. We got to work together. Now when they ask you to move, all you got to do is move. You can groove in the stands. You can groove in the stands. But you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you,
ooh,
you need Jesus,
yes,
in your heart.
Uh-huh.
You need
Sound good.
I got a nagging woman at home.
You jiving me.
I ain't playing.
Oh, man.
Man, every time I go, I'm getting sick and tired of you going so. So-and-so told me this.
Yeah.
So-and-so told me that.
Uh-huh.
Shirley said this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what
Shirley said. Shirley said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sick and tired of all that hearsay. I don't want no more. Since we've been together, you've been bugging me about another woman. Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
I'm getting sick and tired of being accused. I'm gonna make it to money. Yes, I am. When I'm from home from work, I can hardly hold my. You keep bugging me and nagging me about something. Yes, nothing wrong. When I get my check, I'll bring it home. And you still run into me with that. He said, she said you did. All this gossip's going around in this neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Neighbors talking about neighbor. That's no good. No, it ain't, baby. And you tell me about what Shirley said, honey, that ain't true. But did Shirley tell you what she was really trying to do? No, she didn't, baby, no.
She was trying to get me to go to the holiday, and she's supposed to be a so-called friend. And you still run into me with that he said, she said she did.
You know you keep telling me about how it's hot, all right? Don't you
knock
be
it.
No fool up here, boy.
Knock it down.
Don't worry, honey. He ain't gonna do no more than I let him do. You know, like I say, I'm the one that's tired of that hearsay jive. Every time I walk out of my door, I'm staring Shirley right in the face, and she's telling me about some woman you were with the night before.
Wait a minute. Now, I couldn't say this on the record. I said, I couldn't say this on the record.
Have your way.
But I'm gonna say it now.
Go on.
Is it all right if I say it now? Is it all right if I say it now?
Say it.
They say it's all right, baby. Look here. I don't give a damn about what Shirley say now.
I told you, that's funny, man. I'm gonna string you out.
Girl, now you know. There ain't no way in the world for me to let him get away with it. You know, it's two sides to everything.
I don't go for that.
Wait a minute.
I don't go for
I that. Said it but one side, and that's the man's side. Am I right, fellas?
Hey.
Am I right, fellas?
Hey.
Right there.
Girls, are you out there?
Are you with me?
Right. Girls, I can't even hear you. All right. Now it's time for me to tell my side of the story. You see, it's one other thing he forgot to tell you on that record, too.
Don't go crazy. He ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry.
Hey, you be cool, here.
Got some stuff up here. He ain't going
you be
nowhere.
Cool. You be cool. Here. You be cool. You be cool. And since he tried to be so smart, I'm gonna tell everything now. You believe in letting it all hang out?
Yeah.
All right. You see, I don't doubt that Shirley was trying to take my man to the Holiday Inn. Didn't I tell you to be cool?
The man's stepping right away. You're gonna start some messing here.
But while Shirley was trying, we were already in the Howard Jones.
No, don't be that. Wait a minute.
Hey, buddy, you know me better.
Wait than a minute. I know y'all want to say, how come that cat don't get mad and knock that dude down? But now you know why I ain't gonna do that? Because I got something I've been holding for 3 months.
Get on down.
And I'm gonna tell it now. See, you can't get mad at me if I snitch on myself. And I'm finna snitch on myself now, baby.
You got it, baby.
Now, while they was at the Howard Johnson, I had her sister at the shelter.
You never see me do nothing wrong. When I get my check, I bring it home. And you still run into me with that. He said, she said you did. She said,
more time for the soul children. Come on now.
Get on down. The greatest pains a man can experience is to lose his better half. When you lose your better half, things ain't the same no more. You might wake up in the middle of the night, make a phone call and she ain't there. You might get up and pace the floor. Four walls closing on you, get up and walk the streets. Cause you're looking for your baby. You got to find your baby. Give me a little groove on the piano, Sydney. Sidney Kirk on piano, y'all. Sidney Kirk on piano. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're walking the streets you're looking for and you can't find her. You might stand up on the corner and you say, baby. Baby. Nothing seems right. 'cause ain't no sunshine since she's gone. No, no, no. And it's always rain, and it's any time. I said any time. It's any time she goes. Anytime she goes away. Thank you. Thank you.
Ce soir, dans l'émission du velours dans les oreilles, je vous propose de revivre le Watts Stax Festival. Nous venons d'écouter l'intervention de The Soul Children ainsi que Isaac Hayes. Continuons avec The Styled Finger et Eddie Floyd.
And now, one of the most popular groups in the nation, the Staple Singers.
You better come on.
Yeah. like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I want to buy. There was a time I wish my hair was fine, and I can my lips were thin. Oh, now I wonder, should I be surprised? I like the things about me. I like the things about me.
Let pop rap to you a little bit now. Hold on. Little boy down in Mississippi, you know, he was having such a hard time, and he didn't know why. Very little to eat, few clothes to wear. Looked down at himself and he saw he was a little black boy, you know. And he said, I wonder if it's because I'm black, because he could see the other nationalities having such a good time. He had a little one-room school to go to, and the white kids could go to town. Nice schools, riding in nice school buses. And now they're trying to make an issue of busing. Well, busing's no issue to pop. They've been busing ever since I can remember, y'all. Yeah, right on. They're just busing a certain kind, you know? And I looked around and I said, yes, ain't no place for me here. It's too hard. We don't have nothing. We don't know nothing. But then I began to read about all the fine, great, creative black men, like George Washington Carver, the great scientist. And do you know the first open heart surgery was performed by a black doctor? Right on, y'all. And that made me begin to feel pretty good. We somebody. I just want to let a lot of young people here today. And I just want to let you know we are somebody. Everybody's somebody, right? Say right on then. All right. Everybody's somebody. We got them all over. It's in every line. We got musicians. Can score. Write. Produce. Play music. Sing. Who would you rather have any more? Who can do it any better than our own Black Moses, Isaac Hayes, y'all? Right on. Yeah. We're somebody, y'all. I want to tell you one thing. No nationality can go through what the black people went through with and still survive like we do. Right? All right, then. We're somebody. And I can say like my friend Jane Brown today. I can say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm not same anymore. I like the things about me. I used to despise. We used to have that, you know, hair straightening. So we got our natural now. We done our natural thing, right? Yeah. Look at Pop trying to wear my natural, my side bun. All right, Pop, go ahead. Yes, sir. I like the things about me. All right.
If you disrespect everybody that you're running to, yeah, how in the world do you think everybody's supposed to respect you? Help me, y'all. If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand, y'all, test it out the way and let the gentleman do his thing. You're the kind of gentleman that want everything your way. Yeah. Take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. Respect yourself.
Come on, somebody help me now. on,
I'll take you back.
Help me now,
I'll take you back.
Oh, help me,
I'll take you back.
Oh, oh, mercy,
I'll take you back.
Oh, let me take you back.
I'll take you back.
Oh, let me take you back.
I'll take you back.
Play, play, play your, play.
Yeah.
C'était l'émission du velours dans les oreilles. Je vous donne rendez-vous tous les lundis à 21h pour la découverte d'un nouveau disque vinyle.